Open Saturdays from 10 until 2 in the lobby of the Rody Center for the Arts in downtown Kenosha.
Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more from WGTD is available 24 hours a day on your desktop or laptop, smartphone or radio. To access 24/7 Jazz WGTD on your computer, go to WGTD.org. On your smartphone, download the free WGTD app. In the Kenosha Racine area, 24/7 Jazz HD2 is available via HD radio. And in the Waukegan and Pleasant Prairie areas, the service is being broadcast temporarily over analog radio at 103.3 FM. For more information, call 262-564-3030.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
And thank you, David Cole. This is Jim McClure, your host this week for Community Matters. And as our first guest, right as we speak here at 11:15 a.m. on Saturday, the Day in the Bay celebration is going on in Williams Bay. And it's a different kind of event. And our first guest is Jim D'Alessandro, who is president of the Williams Bay Business Association, a lifelong resident of Williams Bay, which is on the northwest edge of Lake Geneva. And he is the owner of the Harborview Motel in Williams Bay. And he has just a unique perspective on what is, Jim, a very unique event. First of all, welcome to Community Matters.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Let me ask you, Day in the Bay really offers people an alternative to Winterfest and other activities that they get out in the Geneva Lakes area.
Yeah, so the Day in the Bay really came out of we used to, 15 years ago, we had a winter festival, and the Lions Club was instrumental in that. And over the years, that kind of went away. And so for several years, we had nothing, and people in Williams Bay were clamoring to look for something else to do in Williams Bay. So we decided to start the Day in the Bay.
So tell me, how does it start? It basically starts as a scavenger hunt, doesn't it?
Yeah, it starts as a scavenger hunt, and people pick up their passports and go around to businesses and get their passports stamped, and then they bring them to Lucky's Cantina, and we have a raffle. It's no cost to anybody, and we also provide complimentary food there at Lucky's Cantina.
Lucky's is the very popular throughout the region, a Mexican restaurant on Highway 67, kind of our main thoroughfare into Williams Bay. And there's another event that goes on concurrently while people are collecting their in effect, their punches as they visit the open houses and other things. Tell us about the chili cook-off that happens. That's very popular, too, both in Williams Bay and the region.
Right, yes. The Women's Civic League in Williams Bay here has their 9th annual chili cook-off. By the way, ours is the 10th annual. So it coincides nicely with that. That starts at 11:30 a.m., and we do hand out our passports there at the chili cook-off. So we encourage everyone to go to the chili cook-off, enjoy it, pick up your passport, and after you're done with the chili cook-off around 2 p.m., to go around and visit our businesses in the village and then come over to Lucky's and have a good time.
And as people are walking around right now and sampling that first chili, now at about 11:20 as we speak, also people are up at the Yerkes Observatory taking their tours. They'll be coming in. From your perspective as someone who's lived here most of your life, there are some things that are unchanging about Williams Bay, and yet new. You have a lot of new open houses this year for the Bay Fest, different kind of businesses.
Yes, we have several new businesses, and that's really one of the reasons we do the Day in the Bay and the Passports is just to get people out and about in the community to visit our new business owners.
I see here among them we have Twisted Torque, which is a automotive service, several new galleries, the Ann Chance Studio, the Winslow 11 Studio, so people get art along with that. What is it that makes Williams Bay such a unique experience versus, say, our sister town of Lake Geneva? It's like you get a concentrated experience without some of the hassles you would get in a bigger town.
Yeah, you know, in Williams Bay, we have nice features. We have free parking, which is unique on the lakefront. But we're kind of like a small microcosm of Lake Geneva. We have a boardwalk. We have the lake. We have restaurants. We have shops. But it's a lot more leisurely and more easygoing, and the traffic is not there. So it's just kind of a nice experience. You get everything you get in Williams Bay you would in Lake Geneva, but in a smaller scale.
And if somebody wanted to go for a nature walk this morning or tonight, I understand that the Kishwaukato Nature Preserve has a special event that ends up being the night after the celebration at Lucky's Cantina.
Yeah, after the chili cook-off, then there's the Day in the Bay, and then after the Day in the Bay, right across the street is our Nature Conservancy Kishwaukato, and they have their celebration night walk there. So we encourage everyone to go out there. I believe that starts at 5:30. There's a bonfire. I believe they have food out there. It's a really great time.
You and I met, actually, when I first moved to the area 4 years ago, and like anyone new to the area, my experience was I had been coming up to Williams Bay as, you know, I'd visit Yerkes or I'd go on dates, and I just started to think, you know, this would be an awful fun place to live. What has been your experience with people who come here and settle? Events like that annual triathlete competition, too, do those tend to draw people in?
Well, yeah, we have the triathlon that goes on for many years now, brings in several thousand people. We just had our Santa Claus through Gage Marina that brought in 5,500 people. So, you know, our experience has always been is bring people into the village, expose them to it. And, you know, owning a motel in Williams Bay, I found over the years that people come back because they attended, you know, one of the events. And so that's our whole purpose. I think once people see what we have in Williams Bay, it really draws a lot of people back, so that's one of our goals.
What about the year-round nature of it? I would imagine as a business owner and for other businesses, they often wonder what keeps people here during the winter. There's still a lot going on, isn't there?
Well, yeah, that's why we have the Day in the Bay. But, yeah, there's a lot of activities, and we're getting a lot more year-round people that are staying here. Our businesses now, the nature of them is no longer just a tourism, summer-oriented businesses. We're getting a lot of more of the service industry businesses that anchors the year-round business. And that's been our goal, to trend towards the service, such as Clear Water Spa. You know, our Twisted Torque now. We also have CNC specialty stores. We're getting a little bit of complimentary away from the summer only business types.
You mentioned CNC specialty stores. As a keen observer of the recession myself, for some people it's long over. For others, they're still getting back on their feet, either with their business or with their personal finances. But it seemed during this kind of rough period, when there was almost no want ads, you would open the want ads and you would see, I would think, almost always there were CNC jobs, the computerized numerical cutting that makes so many factory parts. So there's a store now in Williams Bay that specializes for those different companies in that very vital and continuing industry.
Yeah, and that's really what our goal is just to have a mixture of businesses that complement each other.
Do you see a future where Williams Bay becomes even more connected to the other communities around it? I mean, when you consider that it's only a half hour from where Kenosha and Interstate 94 come together, you can make the outskirts of Milwaukee in about 40 minutes on Interstate 43, which you can connect on just north of here. It really is the best of both worlds, isn't it? Connected to the outside, yet a refuge or a place where you can relax and enjoy some solitude too.
Well, yeah, that's what's nice about Williams Bay. And again, we tried to complement what we have here by having subdivisions for residential living that has access to the highway, so people can live in a nice, quiet little village, and within a few minutes they have access to highways. And so, yeah, being centrally located around large metropolitan or large areas of population, that really makes us unique.
When you think back to the olden days, now you grew up here in the 70s.
Yeah, early 70s, correct.
It's hard to think that we once had commuter service directly with the train and everything else. There were a lot of connections to Chicago, and now we have the new connection of the countywide taxi service that in effect has been upgraded to become almost like a bus service now, that VIP services has been contracted to provide community-to-community and door-to-door service and things like that. Do you foresee those kind of transportation connections as being vital to both the businesses and the residents of Williams Bay and its nearby communities?
Well, one of the things is back in the 70s and then the 80s, the Walworth County population basically has doubled. So, we trend towards what's going on nationwide. The population is becoming older. People are staying here longer year-round. So, yes, we see a transportation system being vital to keeping people connected in our communities.
And finally, one last point here that as we speak, the Day in the Bay celebration is going on in Williams Bay. And, Jim, any last thing you want to tell folks as far as how to get here and what to look for?
Well, yeah, you can take, Highway 50 or 67 to get into Williams Bay. They both come into the bay. But what I like to say is if you can get a chance to come out, come on out. You could pick up your passports at the Williams Bay Library. That's on Highway 67. Or you could pick it up at the Chili Cook-Off from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is, again, on Highway 67 going north. So, yeah, come on. Or any of the participating businesses, some of them will have passports also. And, really, we have 25, 30 prizes today, raffle prizes, anywhere from our first prize is an Apple Watch. We have Yerkes Observatory observations. We have Gage Marina boat tours, Music by the Lake tickets, and many others. So come on out. We'd like to see you.
All absolutely free. And if you happen to be hearing this in your car as you drive on 103.3 FM out of Lake Geneva, 101.7 out of Elkhorn, or our main transmitter in Kenosha Racine, 91.1 FM, and of course around the world on the internet at WGTD.org. The village of Williams Bay is open as we speak, and if you happen to be at the Yerkes, the popular Yerkes Saturday morning tours on your way or just leaving, come on down into Williams Bay and see all that this and the Geneva Lakes area has to offer. I'd like to welcome to our show today Dr. April Fulcher, George Williams College, New School of Nursing. She is the chair here in Williams Bay. And, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And, Dr. Folgert, this is a interesting time for you, a time of new beginnings, but you already have some base here to start with at the college.
Yes, we do. We do have students who are in our pre-nursing courses and are preparing to take their first nursing courses this upcoming fall.
So what is new as far as what you're announcing today?
We are currently marketing to recruit students who are ready to start nursing this upcoming fall, whether they would be freshman students directly out of high school, or maybe they've already had some college experience at a technical college or otherwise, and are ready to transfer in and start nursing in the fall.
When did you start here, and what have you been doing to lay the groundwork for the program to come?
My role started in July of 2016. I was hired on to begin the process of the nursing program here, the pre-licensure nursing program. Since that time, I have been working with the Wisconsin Board of Nursing to ensure approval and to work on our curriculum and move that forward for in preparation for students to start nursing courses in the fall.
It's an awful lot of work to get something started from scratch. Tell me what in your background prepared you for this.
Well, I have 15 over 15 years of experience in nursing as a nurse educator and administrator, and so I have experience with both teaching as well as going through accreditation process and ensuring that we meet all of the standards for the Wisconsin State Board of Nursing.
George Williams likes to describe itself as your hometown college for Walworth County. Does it feel like home to you already after just a few months on the campus?
It does. People really need to come to George Williams College to feel that experience. It's something that is palpable when you're here and a little difficult to describe, but it's really a hometown feeling and a close-knit community.
You know, so many people are aware of it through the Music by the Lake series, and literally it transforms itself from a small place overnight to thousands that come and love and enjoy the setting. It's the setting that kind of makes it special, and isn't that part of your draw as you reach out to students? What will a nursing student get here that they won't get anywhere else?
That's an excellent question. Here at George Williams College, because of the close-knit community, they're going to get a lot of one-on-one individual attention from faculty. We do have small class sizes, and certainly students will have an opportunity to get to know their faculty. We walk side by side with our students to ensure their success. What I really like about this setting, and I think is unique to George Williams College, is that students can learn a very technical, high-demand, they can learn a very technical, rigorous content in an area or in an atmosphere that's very relaxed. So we have the simulation lab and skills lab that affords students the opportunity to learn critical thinking skills, to be critical thinkers, decision makers. But the campus is more relaxed and allows them an opportunity to rejuvenate, to study in an area that is a little more laid back, a little more relaxing. You really need to find that balance when you're a nursing student between the rigors of studying and having that personal balance time.
The medical profession is not an easy one, and especially when you get out there in the workforce. So I would imagine to take them through the intensity of what they need to learn and yet to have a quality of life that when you aren't cracking the books, you can at least lay back and renew and restore.
Absolutely, and this campus allows that. Just step out the front door and there's the lake that's calming and renewing. We have programs here that are focused on recreation and rejuvenation and environmental science that helps us to ground with the environment and really regain that balance. So this is the perfect place to do it.
And you could do worse than being in the Lake Geneva Walworth County area with all that it has to offer.
Right. There's just so much that is available in this area. So if students are really looking for a weekend life where they're out and there are things to do, Lake Geneva and the Williams Bay County area certainly offers that.
Now, what this area doesn't offer, or necessarily this county or state or region or country, as I understand it, is a lot of nurses and nursing candidates. How bad is that shortage out there, and how good is the timing for you to be introducing this as a result?
Well, the Wisconsin Hospital Association actually just released a report of the work of the healthcare workforce in 2016 and had reported that there's a vacancy rate in the Wisconsin hospitals of RNs that has nearly doubled in the last 5 years. So, and more than a third of the RN workforce is age 55 and older and planning to retire in the next 10 years. So certainly there is a need. Within this area of Williams Bay, the closest four-year bachelor's program is 38 miles from this area. Madison would be our second closest four-year university. So being positioned here in southwestern Wisconsin is perfect for that student who is living in this area, whether it be in the Wisconsin area or northern Illinois. It's a great location.
Now, is this principally a four-year program, or are there two-year programs as well, associate degrees, that sort of thing?
Here at George Williams College, we offer a bachelor's degree. We don't offer an associate degree program.
As you're looking at a career in nursing, what kind of opportunities does a four-year bachelor's degree offer you that you might not have in other associate programs?
Well, what's important to note about a bachelor's program is it increases the employability of a nurse. Though there is a nursing shortage, hospitals are not backing down on quality, and what they're looking for is those nurses who are bachelor's prepared. Research has shown that bachelor's prepared nurses help to reduce medication errors and other types of errors in the hospital setting, and so that's what hospitals are looking for. It increases the employability by having a bachelor's degree. Not to mention that not only in the hospital, but within the community setting, whether it be in community health, home health, or expanding out into research and epidemiology, it broadens the opportunities that students have for employability.
Tell me about the facilities you have here. I mean, we've covered the human element, the quality of the instruction, the individuality of the experience, the quality of life after hours. But what kind of technical facilities do you have that will give them the most state-of-the-art training?
George Williams College has, in 2016, we developed or renovated the Winston Paul Education Center to include a high-tech, high-fidelity simulation lab, as well as a state-of-the-art simulation lab. Those labs...
Take me on a tour, if you will. Go from room to room to room and tell me what you see and what you learn in it.
When you enter the simulation lab, what you'll see is a state-of-the-art birthing simulator, mom that we can do simulation scenarios for students so that they may experience nursing care, so that they may provide nursing care to a birthing mom in a safe environment where faculty are here to assist and students are supporting each other. We also have in the simulation lab as I like to call, sort of a makeshift children's hospital. We have a pediatric and newborn infant simulators that are equipped to have vital signs, as well as they can cough, talk, do a variety of other things that really the lab is designed for students to start gaining confidence while working on their skills in a safe environment.
It looked to me from our wonderful tour that you get so much hands-on experience from everything from handling injuries to, the tubes and catheters, anything that you do in dealing with a patient, you're going to get to experience while being evaluated here.
That's really our goal, is to create as realistic of an environment as possible, whether it be in our simulation lab or our skills lab, so that students gain that confidence as well as the skills. So the skills are really important, and once students are practicing those, that's when they start to gain their confidence. But it takes a little bit of time, it takes some coaching, and that's what we're here for, is to help them to be successful. And then when they're ready and we're out in the clinical setting, we are better ensured that they will be safe.
Help me understand the ideal student as you and working with university recruiters and admittance people. Who is it you're really looking for? Who are you happy to see walk in the door as one of your candidates for the new nursing program?
Having a passion for nursing is what we're really looking for and is really necessary to be able to get through the rigors of a challenging nursing program. There's a lot of science that goes into nursing, and it's a rigorous program. So what we really need, what we're really looking for then, is somebody who has the passion, who has the drive and the dedication to be able to work through that curriculum, to learn how to care for patients, and are willing to put in the work that's necessary. Honestly, it's so rewarding when they get to that finish line. Our students often come in and they feel like it's going to take them forever to get through a four-year program. But in my experience, when they get there, they wonder where the time went. And it's so fulfilling and so rewarding.
So when you come out with your four-year George Williams degree, what are the likely positions you're going to get right out of the starting gate?
That's a great question, and actually has changed over the years. We're finding that nurses, particularly new grads, are being accepted in a wide variety of positions. It used to be that most of our new grads were wanted in the medical surgical acute care units to gain some experience. But now we're finding that because there's such a shortage, that hospitals are willing to dedicate that time to new graduates to prepare them in the emergency room, in the operating room, and intensive care units where there's a great need.
What caused that shortage in the first place? Why is it so hard to find skilled people when, you know, people are looking for jobs and new opportunities?
Well, we certainly have an aging society, and so as our baby boomer generation is aging, there's certainly a greater need. Along with that, our nursing workforce is aging. And so as those nurses retire, we're trying to continue to recruit and bring more nurses in to care for the people.
If you're in it for the long haul, does this kind of degree and program you're developing help you more if you're looking at a career that lasts 10, 20, 30 years, maybe even leading up to being a hospital administrator or a nursing division chief?
It does. Those who graduate with a bachelor's degree are prepared, particularly when they're graduating from George Williams College of Aurora University, they're prepared to be able to go on for their master's degree or doctorate degree, so that if they're interested in positions such as nurse practitioners, nurse educators, administrators, that they're already on the track to that.
One thing occurs to me, too, is veterans, doctor. We've got a lot of people that are coming back from service in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of them have worked as medics. Some of them may have been inspired by health care they received and want to do it. Is this type of thing not only open to but ideal for someone who has been in the service in either a medical or some other capacity?
Absolutely. We really would like to see people who are interested in having a passion for nursing. So if they have a background as a medic or have served in the military, first of all, we thank them, but would also love to talk to them about their experience and take a look at options and how they might be able to fit in with the program. We are looking at a holistic admission process, which means that we not only look at grade point average and ACT test scores from high school, but we also look at what is the experience that person comes with and how do they think that that has impacted them or prepared them for being successful in nursing. We like to take a look at those things and look at the whole person, not just some of those specific objective measures.
Do you know yet how many students you're looking for?
We do. We are looking for 32 students to begin our nursing courses in the fall.
And are there other resources that you're open to receiving from public, private? Is there other sourcing that you hope to avail yourself of as the program grows?
Yes, we've currently received funding from individuals and are looking to secure additional funding for scholarships and equipping our simulation and skills lab.
And let's just talk a little bit about the nursing profession. Have you had the chance in the past to work as an active duty nurse yourself in the wards and all that?
I did. I started out my career working at a medical surgical unit in Milwaukee, and then went into home care nursing. That's really where my passion has been, in home care nursing. I worked as a home care nurse in infusion care, as well as doing wound care and caring for patients with a variety of diagnoses, and did so while I was earning my master's degree. Once I earned my master's degree, began teaching, and really have just continued on with teaching and administration. That's really where my love is.
And on into your doctorate. And tell me the special joy that comes from that, from taking young, eager minds and turning them into what you were. Mm-hmm. And you know, bringing this whole new element of care to a society that's aging.
It's very exciting to see students coming in and their eyes are wide open to learning about the wonders of nursing and what it is. It's also exciting to take them from a point of what they perceive it is on a very superficial level to what is truly rewarding in nursing. I think new students often don't realize the depth of science and the depth of decision making and critical thinking that are required from nurses. They often think of it as completely bedside caring, and there are those aspects, but nursing goes much deeper. I really enjoy seeing students have those aha moments where they go from, this is what I thought the profession was, and this is what I thought nurses did, to, wow, we are really more autonomous than I ever thought. Wow, we're making more decisions than I ever anticipated. We're working in partnership with other disciplines, with physicians and physical therapy, social workers, to provide the best care possible for patients. That's really the exciting piece.
It seems like there's an awful lot of popular dramas that revolve in hospitals and nurses at the forefront. Currently or over the years, are there ones that have been your favorite, and are there ones that get it right? Or do you just look at it and say, no, that's not how you wear your stethoscope, and that's not how you do that procedure?
Well, I think it's like anything. TV dramatizes what is real and what isn't. TV is a dramatization, right, of a profession.
And sometimes a soap opera as well.
Yes, and sometimes a soap opera as well. I think most nurses probably watch, if they're watching those types of shows, are looking to see how much of that is accurate and how much not. But really, hopefully, the community is thinking more along the lines of the storyline. Certainly, it is interesting to see how nurses are portrayed.
Well, Dr. Folger, here you sit with open arms, an open program, and wonderful technology. If someone hears our program today, how do they get started? How do they get into the pipeline of possibly becoming a George Williams College of Aurora University nursing student?
If they're interested, I'd love to talk with them. They can also contact our admissions department by going to our website and under our academics tab to look for nursing, and they'll find information on our program as well as the admission requirements and how to apply.
April Folgert, mm-hmm. Chair of the School of Nursing at George Williams College of Aurora University in Williams Bay, Wisconsin. And Doctor, thank you so much for letting us know about this opportunity here on Community Matters.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And finally, on your gateway to public radio, Darren Schaefer, President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, speaking about this weekend's Winterfest. And, you know, as we're on the air now on late Saturday morning, just before noontime, what's going on out downtown by the lakeshore that people want to see if they're driving towards Lake Geneva or getting up late after a Friday and wondering what to do in town?
Well, Saturday is the heart of Winterfest and the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition. So we've had sculptors in since Wednesday carving, you know, the last 3 days. And as of 11 o'clock, the sculpting ended and the judging began. So we have the public coming out between 11 and 2 to do the people's choice ballots. And then at 3 o'clock, the big announcements are made. And both Saturday and all day Sunday, the sculptures are on display. And we have the Riviera Ballroom open for food and beverages, live music, entertainment, exhibitors. And then we also have food trucks and a warming tent in Flatiron Park. So we have 15 sculptures that are being completed by teams from 13 different states, as far east as Maine, as far as west as Alaska. And we're really excited about these sculptures. We've seen the advanced pictures, and they should be spectacular.
You know, it's funny, I have the experience, as you know, is back in my television career, one of my last stops was in Anchorage, Alaska, and seeing these same groups. And it was always fascinating being in Anchorage and knowing that there were national elements that people paid attention to. The sporting events, the Iditarod, the president always has to stop there if he's flying to Russia. It occurs to me that Lake Geneva is nothing to sneeze at either between national competitions like this and what you have going on in the summer with the Yachting Association. I mean, there really is kind of a national vibe that happens in our southeast Wisconsin town here.
Yeah, we certainly have the environment to host those kind of competitions. And so whether it's snow sculpting or it's the regatta on Geneva Lake, there's quite a few sporting events that happen throughout the area, whether they're walks or runs. We just had a new event just last weekend, the Abominable Snow Race out at the Grand Geneva Resort. We had 2,200 people come out and go through a winter-based obstacle course up and down the ski hill at the Grand Geneva Resort. So there's a lot of what we call non-traditional venues, not sports stadiums or hockey rinks, but ways for people to get out and compete as individuals or teams.
A Winterfest, of course, a lot more than the very exciting snow sculpting national championships. What else do you have going over the next 2 weekends?
Well, so this weekend, in addition to coming out and seeing the snow sculptures on this Saturday, there's a chili cook-off at Hawksview Golf Course. We have a big Lego building competition out at the Abbey Resort in Havani Spa in Fontana. We also have culminates at night with the Winter Carnival that's held at the Grand Geneva Resort, and they finish it up with a big fireworks display, which is really popular and where a lot of people end up at the end of the day.
You and I have often talked during summer, spring, and fall about refreshing beverages that are available throughout our restaurants and bars and other things. The refreshing beverage for winter of cocoa, you aren't going to have an easy choice during Winterfest, are you?
Well, no. You know, again, there's a lot of events going on. We have 48 different events over the two-week period. And on Friday, which is February 3rd, we have the Cocoa Crawl in downtown Lake Geneva. And we have well over a dozen merchants that are offering different cocoa recipes. And it's you get a punch card and you walk around and sample the different cocos, and there's a vote for that. And what's kind of neat about that is you're downtown, and of course, Friday night, the sculptors down in front of the Riviera are really sculpting through the night, many of them. So it's a totally different experience than watching them do their work during the day. And it's really just Friday and Friday night that they do that. And bring in big spotlights and light up the area. So it's a real fun place to come after maybe doing the Cocoa Crawl is to check that out as well. And like I said, all these different events. There's another great event at the Yerkes Observatory on Saturday night, and that's the Star Party. And that's from 6:30 to 8:30. So, again, another great thing to do on Saturday night.
Yeah, the Yerkes, we host on WGTD Yerkes Star Quest every Thursday and Friday at noontime. And I've enjoyed doing that with Dan Kaler now, the director of tours and special events for 2 years. And Darren, they've gone from 50 people going to one of those events to 250 in capacity. Word is getting out. The recession is easing off. you've got to have a feeling as one of the people who has probably the best finger on the pulse of the economy that when you put on these events, they aren't receding. They're growing.
Right. Well, and, you know, that's what we're seeing. This we're expecting this to be our best Winterfest yet. And, again, when we have enough events and different types of activities, both indoors and outdoors, you know, people can really make a weekend out of it. There's things like going to the Tristan Chris Magic Theater, where you're catching a great high-end quality he's an illusionist and magic show right in downtown Lake Geneva. There's lots of activities. So whether you're into doing yoga and do that, Rise and Shine in the morning, we have different sampling events, beer and wine, teas, Sunday brunch, and, of course, you know, something that's really popular that is on Saturday, and then next week, Thursday through Saturday, is the Fire and Ice Lounge at the Baker House. It used to be known as the Ice Bar, but they've expanded it this year to include a couple igloos that are actually going to be heated up. So you have the ice bar and the igloos, so they call it the Fire and Ice Lounge. What a great experience, one of a kind here in Lake Geneva.
Now, and help me with this, my geography is going to be a little off, but a world traveler like yourself would probably, well, you and I have both been to a safari.
Yes.
Right here in Lake Geneva.
We have. It's not available during the middle of winter, but coming this spring, Safari Lake Geneva will be open again, and really kicking off its first full year, and it's a great kind of animal encounter type of experience.
Yeah, but the geography, and I know that some of those animals are actually bred. They may be from Africa, but they can handle our cold. So they're doing fine while they wait for their time in the sun, time in the spotlight. But geography-wise, I'm trying to compare the...
Minutes will go to New York for today's performance of Rigoletto from the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. And one last request, which we're joining in progress, a request from Mike in Appleton. A piece called Primo Tempora.
And not sure, made of ice.
Well, the structure is kind of like one of these big inflatable tent structures, and inside the bar is completely made of out of ice. There's fixtures that are made out of ice. The tables, some of the seating is made out of ice. So it's at night, of course, they have it all lit up. So they've really. It, you know, taking it to the next step and the next level, and then to expand their space to have, for me, my wife tolerates the cold. She would love to come out for that. We'd spend a little time in the ice bar, and then we'd be in the heated igloos.
Nothing like fireworks in the summer, but I understand we can enjoy those now too as part of Winterfest.
Yeah, a long-standing tradition at the Grand Geneva Resort is their Winter Carnival, and there's activities all day long, and it culminates with two things. They do those lanterns that you light, and then the heat of this little fire inflates these paper lanterns, and they release all kinds of them up into the air. It's a spectacular sight, and then after that, they have a huge fireworks show. That's Saturday night, which would be February 4th. Yeah.
And this is kind of like the question they ask the winning coach after the Super Bowl. And I have, assuming you've had a winning season, assuming you have a winning game this Winterfest 2017, when do you start getting ready for Winterfest 2018?
Well, anybody who plans events know that as soon as the event ends, you almost start planning right away for the next year. We get a lot of great ideas every year from people that come out and things they've seen elsewhere that maybe we can add to Winterfest. And it's really been great that our partners in the area who have really themselves created or added events that can become part of Winterfest. So the Abominable Snow Race coming to Lake Geneva this year was a great addition. And when you look through the list of all the events that's on the website at visitlakegeneva.com, click on the Winterfest tab, you just see all these different things that you can do. So whether it's something as simple as the brunch or the cocoa crawl, of course we do helicopter rides out at the Riviera that you can take off from the beach on Saturday and Sunday. And then after that, through the week, we do a big, there's a bingo night at the Riviera again. We do a super magical evening, which is be able to sample soups from 12 different area restaurants, and a magic show for the kids, a great family activity midweek. And then the following weekend, we end up with the human dog sled races that are out at Lake Geneva Canopy Tours. And then after that, we have Sky Circus and Ice out at Lake Lawn Resort 2 weekends from now. And another big event at the Abbey Resort called Artrageous Weekend.
Darren, as always, thank you. We appreciate having you on Community Matters. Our only wish for you is that you occasionally get a vacation, but apparently you have to work around the clock when you represent a vacation mecca.
Well, I was just going to say every day is a vacation in my job being here in Lake Geneva. And if anybody has any questions about Winterfest or the other activities, the website is visitlakegeneva.com. And we're really excited to announce that we've launched a new app.